This is The Bird Show.
You guys, I got to tell you something, man. I was so touched this weekend. I was at the Fox Theater and I went and I worked out this weekend, and so many people have come up to me and thanked me for this show over the course of the last 25 years. And it has really been touching. I realize now how many people listen to the show at Lifetime that have just been leaving me alone while I'm working out, because I've seen the same people for like 10 years and now they're coming up to me and they're saying something, which I really, really, I thank you for. You let me work out, but now don't let me. Come on up. really touching stories. And at the Fox Theater also on Saturday, it was Hayden's birthday. So I took him to go see Back to the Future, the musical. And man, people were just so nice. And I'll tell you what, they were saying some really touching things. And what I loved about that more than anything else is that my son got to see that. Mm. I mean, there's something about that. Like your son seeing that you've made a difference in people's lives. And I've been getting these DMs and I've asked you guys, like, look, the last thing I want to do is take like this victory lap for the next month. Like, hey, there's just a difference between saying, hey, thank you so much, and then telling me how this show has somehow, some way gotten you through a really tough time. Those are the ones that are really, really touching me. So you volunteered those. And when I'm getting them, I like to read them for everybody, because I feel like when they come to me, they're really coming for everybody that has worked on this show. And specifically, Kristen, you were named in this one. So I want to share this with you guys, because you just don't know. Forget about a radio show. You really don't know how you're touching people on a day to day. You don't know what they're going through. You just don't know how, just like, I don't know what I'm trying to say here. Like, just going through your common day could really change somebody's life. And you don't need a radio show to do that. We do. Mm-hmm. So we have a little bit more of an opportunity, but you don't need it. Bert, I know your DMs are flooded with messages from listeners who adore you guys, but I felt I had to share how you and your show have impacted me. And by the way, if you're just checking in and you've been like on vacation, the show's going off the air on October 24th.
What?
Yeah. After 25 years, I'm hanging it up, and the Bird Show's turning the lights off on October 24th. I was introduced to your show through my mom when I was in middle school. I'm 33 now.
That's why you're retired.
Yeah. Introduced in middle school, 33 now. I've heard so many stories like that over the course of the last couple of weeks. They don't even faze me anymore. She had to start driving me to school because I was relentlessly bullied. You all provided an escape when I had no friends and felt so terribly alone. I continued to listen through high school and college on the app. I unexpectedly lost my mom at the age of 24 in 2016. My world was turned upside down, to say the least. But there was the Bird Show doing what y'all do best, putting a smile on my face. You were my comfort blanket. When I missed my mom desperately, I could again escape my hell and listen to my radio friends, who she introduced me to so many years before. When Kristen lost her dad a few years later, I was devastated for her and could literally feel her pain. But as strange as it sounds, this too provided so much comfort. Losing my mom so young, none of my friends knew what to say or how to comfort me. Her heartfelt expressions of grief validated my own, and I will always have a special place in my heart for her. There will be a Bert Show size hole in my heart on October 25th, but all good things must come to an end. I wish you the absolute best on your next journey. Thank you for the laughs and tears over the years, from Natalie.
Natalie, bless you, Natalie. Thank you so much for those kind words. And I'm a firm believer. It's never too late whenever the loved one passed away. So I am so sorry for your loss. This is a weird journey that we're on, but as weird as it is to say, I'm glad we're on it together.
Yeah, it's just been a really, really touching. And again, when I am reading these, and even former members of the show that probably aren't listening anymore, I want the word to get back to them that when they came in here, it wasn't just all about laughs. We provided some kind of escape. And you can do that in your own life also. You just never know how you're going to touch somebody, you know?
This is The Bird Show.